Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And of course, I'm going to remind you, if you want to hear all their old War of the Roses, you can hear them online at Z104.com anytime. We just put up last week's for you to listen to on the podcast. All right, let's welcome Julie to the show. Hello.
Hey.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Todd.
Okay, and now why are we putting Todd to the test, other than the obvious fact, which is I've never met a Todd in my life that I trusted?
So like a couple of weeks ago, my friend asked me to meet her for lunch. And when I get there, she tells me that her friend, like a friend of hers, supposedly knows Todd. And she said he's messing around on me behind my back.
Okay, so this is the classic heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. You've been messing around situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, did you confront Todd with this information?
Not really, because I just wanted to catch him red-handed first before I could say anything. I didn't just want to come across like some psycho, irrational, jealous girlfriend when I don't have any proof.
I gotcha. Okay, well, let's see if we can figure out what's going on, and War of the Roses is a perfect way to do that. So what we're going to do here is we're going to offer Todd a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants, and you're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, and remember, Julie, no matter who he picks, do not kind of interrupt the call until he fills out the card, so don't say anything until then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him free roses to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send him to?
I assume he's going to pick me. But if he doesn't, I want to know who that person is. And that's why I'm doing this.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for a Todd, please.
This is Todd.
Good morning, Todd. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is because we're conducting a brief survey asking people how often do you think you order flowers?
Honestly, not very often. I guess maybe once a year, probably Valentine's Day, I guess.
You know what? Don't feel so bad. That's been our most common answer. Actually, the other reason I'm calling is to let you know that here at floraldesigns.com, we've developed a way you can order flowers simply by the touch of a button on your phone, which means you'll never have to visit a flower shop and you'll never have to pay those expensive online delivery fees. And the best part is, because we're trying to spread the word about our service, we'd like to give you a one-time free trial that will cost you absolutely nothing.
No, I'm okay. I'm good.
Are you sure? I mean, it's totally free because you answered our survey question. I won't even take any credit card information from you.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be honest. It sounds a little bit like a scam, though.
You know, I totally get it. It sounds extremely weird that we're giving away free stuff. But really, all we're trying to do is promote ourselves by letting people use our service for free. I mean, it's kind of like when you pass a restaurant and they have somebody giving out free samples. You know, that's basically what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Is there anybody you know who might want some gorgeous red roses from you for free?
I mean, if it's really free, then yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All I need to know is who you would like us to send some flowers to.
Oh, you need a name?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, like, see you right there. Like, that sounds sketchy to me. So, like, what if I don't want you knowing, like, who I'm going to send the flowers to? Like, why can't I just send the flowers to myself, and then I can give them to whoever I want to give them to?
You can do that if you want.
Oh, I can.
Sure. I mean, if that's what you want to do with them.
That's what I want to do then. So you can send them to me, and then I'll just give them to the right person. And that way, you know, nobody's information gets out there or anything like that.
Okay, so we're going to send a dozen red roses to you, and you can give them to whoever you like. Now, we usually include a really nice card with the flowers. So if you want, we can also have that printed out for you. So when you give somebody the flowers, it'll look like you went all out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, perfect. So what first name would you like the card made out to?
Okay, her name is Layla, and I can give you the spelling if you're ready.
Okay.
It's L-E-I-L-A.
Okay, and what message would you like us to print on the card? Like I said, it could say anything you want, as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay, you can you can put down, to Booty Nibble, you're the best I ever had.
What? Wait, what? Do you mind telling your girlfriend who the f*** this side chick is, please?
Hello?
Hello, you f***ing dumbass. Can you tell me who this person is? Who is Layla?
I'm so sorry. I am confused. Can someone please tell me what's going on here?
Hey, Todd, I'll do that for you. Listen, this isn't really a flower shop. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and right now you're on War of the Roses. You just sent flowers to some Layla girl, and your girlfriend Julie just heard it. So you probably have some explaining to do.
Yeah, and why don't you start with the Booty Nibble thing? I mean, what the hell kind of nickname is that?
Whoa. See, I knew this was a f***ing setup. No way.
Okay, well, Captain Booty Nibbles hung up there, Julie. But I'd say that that rumor you heard is definitely true. Is that Layla girl, is that the one that you heard about?
Okay, I don't know what the hell her name is, or whoever she is, or if there's more than one of them, but she better not be nibbling on my boyfriend's booty, because I will straight kick her ass.
I mean, can we please stop talking about booty nibbling? Because if that means what I think it means, then that's just nasty.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.